Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Wednesday. We're here to do some more question and answers for people who may want to understand more about the Lightship. So if you'd like to come on the BBS Fast Chat, just come on it, click on it, and just type in your name and a question or two, and we'd like to address those in the show tonight. So the first thing we're going to do is activate the light beam. So if you're brand new to the program, scroll down and come on either Monday or Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Click on Creation Lightship Healing, and that'll bring up our first page on Don's website here, BBS Radio. And then just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam there. And we're going to energize the light beam right now. It's beneath the blinking flower. And just kind of watch the picture as picture gets energized with the spirit energy of the light beam. And we'll bring in a male energy today. And the male energy will help us today during this show. So here we go. Bringing in the energy right now. And it's coming in. Okay. And there we go. It's feeling pretty good now. And it's getting better. Okay. And the males normally can chase away entities, so we'll have the males do the entity releases. Remember, entities come into our bodies, attach themselves to the outside of us, also come inside, and eventually they can actually work with our consciousness. And people who are having more of their control loss become kind of like zombies with entities. That's why their eyes become glossed over. So if you know somebody with glossed over eyes, you know that they're full of entities. Lights on, nobody home. And then your body's like a robot. So here we go. And just sit back and relax. And we'll do a chakra alignment now. So go into your heart center, repositioning that. And throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And now what we're going to do next is increasing of energy in the chakras, if you wish. You can go body width. It's up to you what you want to have it go to. Most people, their chakras are probably a few inches in diameter. We'll just go body width for you. So here we go. Use the word spin to open up your chakras. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay. So there we are. And just kind of sit back and relax. And we'll have the male light beam now do some work with you. And we'll just give you some silence for a moment here. Enjoy the session, and this will take about a minute here. California. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I sure am. I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. So I believe tonight we're going to have a night of answering questions. If you have any questions for Ron, just please go ahead and type them in on the fast chat. I see we're starting to get some already, so Ron, just let me know when you're ready to start taking questions.
Yep, let's just go ahead here. We'll have a night of questions. So here we go. We'll get the first one. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I'm not sure I understand the question totally, but here it is. It says it's from Peace, and the question is, will the clearing we did before the entity clearing still hold, or will we have to repeat same after the entity clearing?
I don't know what that's really talking about. Everybody has entities, so we'll just start off with entities here. And you can have a clearing done of any type. And if you're not conscious, then or you get upset or angry, then entities will come into you. So, yes, entities are probably the major problem here. And so regardless of what clearings you have had, even if you have the ones on the light ship here, you know, it's up to you to hold your frequency. Remember, this is you holding your own energy so that you're able to stay in spirit energy. Once you get out of spirit energy, then entities will come into you. So, yes, I hope that answered the question. There's no protection from entities because the only protection is for you to stay in your body. And so the clearings that's done, like an emotional clearing, if you did your whole lifetime with me, then that's done. Entities cannot take that away or any of the other clearings, but the clearings will not keep entities typically out of you. And the more clearings you have, the more you can regain your spiritual identity. So most people listening might be at 20% in their bodies, and as you have more and more clearings, you may start to approach 50% and maybe even upwards to 80. So the more you are in your body by having these clearings, which is the reason why we're doing clearings, allows you to have less entities. But they can still come into you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. We have some questions from Annika. So, hi, Annika. And the first question is, can you talk about the upcoming 17-hour healing event weekend that's coming up, and what is going to be covered, and what are the hours and times, and so on and so forth?
Okay. I would say first, to find out the hours and times, it'd be easier just to go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the very bottom of the navigation link on the left side, and it'll say flyers. And just click on that, and then you're going to be able to see it posted there of what this session is about. So it's 17 hours on the lightship. There'll be a lot of healings. It's included in our ascension preparation, which will be on Saturday. And what this is designed for is to get rid of the extraterrestrial, the alien, invisible life forms that live and inhabit our physical bodies that we know nothing about. And these energies, at least we know about it when we talk about it, but most people are clueless of this here. So if you have anything crawling around inside of you, some people, when I start talking about this, they say, yeah, I've noticed that my head always itches. I've noticed that I had pains that move from one area to another. And that's these energies in you. So there's octopus energies, there's squid energies, there's maggots, there's squid, there's mosquitoes, there's a lot of energies that have not been brought here by the light. And they actually appear here physically. So I'd say probably maybe 95% of them are here living physically on this planet, but their actual energy is in our bodies also. And so these energies can wrap around your ribs, your body organs. They can cause you physical discomfort. They can cause you to have physical illnesses. Just think of somebody who has a problem with maybe their digestive system. Well, you may have an octopus wrapped around your intestines, causing you to have problems. And you may wonder why you have a tumor there or something. Or maybe why you're just not, feeling right. And these can be these energies. And once they're released, then you feel much better. And so this is a special session. And the reason why it takes this amount of time to get many of these out of you, there'll probably be over a dozen taken out of you during this session time. is because this is what's needed for the light shift to help you. If it would have worked with only a five-hour session, then it would have done 5 hours, but they wanted to do a complete 17 hours on the light shift to remove these extraterrestrial life forms out of your body. So that's why it's so long, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're dedicated to healing your body, if you're dedicated to your spiritual growth, I would say definitely get on this call. And there'll be a lot of healing work done, and this is designed to take these things out of you. Naturally, there's no guarantee. I can't say that that these are going to take them 100% out of you. Some people ask me that all the time, which to me is a ridiculous question because everything changes moment by moment. But the ones that are in you will be eliminated, and you may feel a lot better after this call. So this is part of the ascension process, actually, where you're getting rid of life forms in you that are stuck inside of you that are preventing your body from having the ascension. And this also will help you with the quarantine bodies, too, that do not go to the light ship for healing. Remember, the light ship only allows what it created on the light ship. So if you have a body that's infected, contaminated with darkness, which is what these things are, or you're attached by dark side practitioners by going to somebody who works with dark energy, which I'll just say is mind energy, and most of the practitioners out there doing special healings on people are using the mind. That's the New Age movement, is mind energy. Then those bodies that they connected to you through your attunements, through your energy transmissions, are probably going to be corrupted because the darkness now has a hold on you. So those bodies will not have a healing because the light didn't create them, and the light doesn't want to have those bodies coming onto the light chip to contaminate it. So those bodies are normally held outside of the light chip in quarantine. This is what we call a quarantine body healing. So anyway, that's what this call is about, is to get you so that you feel better and get these life forms out of you. And it's going to be a quite a wonderful process, and it's going to be just great to go on this call, because 17 hours on the light ship is just phenomenal. I mean, I can't say how much better it's going to be. Each time you're on the light ship, you feel better and better, and to have this amount of time devoted just for healing is going to be great. So if you're interested, just check out the website. Go to the left side navigation. Go to the very bottom. It'll say flyers, and click on that, and you can read about it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Now, just to clarify a couple of points that you brought up, Ron, you said that about a dozen or more of these different life forms will be addressed. Now, it doesn't mean that there's only a dozen things inside of you, right? That each one of those dozen can have numerous ones. Is that correct?
Yeah, typically, yes, because they can actually, they breed inside of you. So the fact that you might have, say, one octopus released, well, you have to get the mother, we'll say, and the father and the babies and whatever else is crawling around in you. So it's quite a major process. If you wish to experience part of this healing, you can go to the BBS archives and 11:30:07 and 10:10:08 both have these healings on it. So if you wish to see what's crawling around inside of you and to feel the energy, if you are a feeler, then just go on to those two shows and feel it. These are just sample clearings that we have done. And so it's up to you if you choose to participate and to make yourself better. But this is what it's all about, is to clean yourself out. So if you're searching for truth, then you want to get these things out of you so you can become more of who you are. Because it will, these things actually kill your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and Annika was also just asking what other healings are going to be involved in this weekend. Also, for those that are hearing about this for the first time, just to clarify, it's a three-day event, so it's not 7 hours all at one time in one phone call. It's just usually about 2 hours at a time, and, of course, with breaks in between. And there'll be healing's done in a particular sequence that is how the light ship wants to work through the body to remove the ones that kind of have to be taken out before the next type can be. And then, Ron, could you talk a little bit about the healings that will happen kind of on the end of each call and also the final integration, spirit integration healing?
Yeah, what will happen is once we start the session, you will probably be on the light ship continuously throughout the weekend. So even though we're not on the conference line together, you will be on the light ship having work done to you. So physically it's 17 hours. On the light ship it's a lot more, plus it's the time that you're sleeping too in the evenings. The very last part of the clearing on Sunday will be for spirit integration. And this is the way your spirit can come back into your body to regain and reclaim the territories where these extraterrestrial energies have been located in you. So this is a very, very important clearing, and I'm just looking forward to it. It's on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of this month. So if you are interested, come on it. If you've been on any of my frequent flyer programs, and this is people who've been on it in the past who are just listening, then you will receive a $50 discount. So if you're not on it right now, but you've been on it 6 months or a year ago, that's where you go on and you have a solid month of light ship healings and you get a $50 discount. And then we also give a discount for family members too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next question I'd like to ask is from Marie, and the question is, what is the actual difference between the abduction and the barcode clearings?
Oh, okay. Good question, Marie. You're right on. The barcode clearing, okay, these are all barcodes. So we first have a spirit barcode. So when you first, say, got your bus ticket to the Earth here and you have your little brochure packet with you and you see how wonderful it is, once you checked in and got off the bus, and went through that gate that closed behind you that you could not open up again, the dark side put a spirit barcode on your spirit so that you could not leave. And then the dark side controls your spirit, which is forced reincarnation. So that's that clearing. The other clearing is for the extraterrestrials that are out there in spaceships. We call them UFOs or maybe IFOs, identified flying objects, either one. These are the codes that they have programmed in you also, into your physical body. So one is for your spirit, one is for your body. So the abduction code is for your physical body being taken up onto extraterrestrial spacecraft and being experimented with, which we call abductions. So that's what that clearing is about. We also have a clearing which is similar, also dealing with extraterrestrial intervention here from the dark side. We have a clearing that works with the mind barcode, too. Remember, the mind is also controlled and attached to your body, so there's a clearing for that. And we have a matrix clearing. Now, the matrix is how the mind interfaces, the negative mind energy, the dark side, interfaces with your thoughts. Remember, we're all thinking in darkness here. So I'll just go on with this question here and go a little bit further. So we're taught like the yin-yang, you know, light and dark, and it goes back and forth from one to the other. This is not divine energy. This is not source energy. This is the darkness and the light that's created by the mind. The light doesn't create this. So when you think about being in the light inside of your mind, you're not connected to source energy. You're connected to the light in your mind, which is all darkness. So it's maybe less dark, and you think that it's light. So when you pass over and people talk about seeing the white light tunnel and the archangels and everything else, you're still in the mind. You're still in the mind control energy. So you really didn't go anywhere. Or if you think of heaven, this is what people talk about. When they die, they go to heaven. Well, you're still in the mind energy by the extraterrestrials. You have never left here to actually go into creative source energy. And so this is what's happened, is that people don't know the difference. So you're still in the process of the darkness, even though you may call it the light. And once you understand that, then you wonder, geez, you know, what's going on? I mean, I can never experience light energy. The only light energy that you have, that you are ever going to experience, is when you go into your heart center with your spirit. So the dark side created the mind so that the mind can overpower you, and your spirit has the consciousness of source energy in it. So if you wish to go to source energy, that's with your spirit. And there's really no light and dark there. We do talk about light, you know, with your spirit, just to make it simpler for people to understand. But that's source energy. Your spirit is source energy. And everything else that you think about inside of your head, and you can know that your thoughts come from your head, okay? And when you think about that, then you can think about the duality of light and dark. So you can go as far as you want inside of your head, in mind, and think that you really reach the light. And a lot of people have that when they have their out-of-body experiences and whatever. They're still in the mind. They're still in the trap. And they are being programmed and shown the light according to mind and the darkness of the mind energy. So you think that you really evolved spiritually, but you're still in darkness. And they will show you the light there. This is why a lot of the, I would say, Eastern Indian gurus think that they've, you know, reached that state of awakeness, you know, and they think they are in the light, but they're still in the light of the darkness. So they don't really get into that energy. I'm sure that there are some that definitely have connected to their heart and know about source energy, but most people mentalize that and think that they're in the light in their mind. And you can be in there and think that it's a great experience, but you have not connected to your heart energy. So if you're in the heart, then you're with source energy. If you're in the mind, then you can go into duality, and you never will ever reach source energy in your mind. So I hope that clarified that for people, because then you're in the reactive part of darkness and the reactive part of the light. And remember, the light or the source energy doesn't have any kind of judgment. It's non-reactive. It just is. It's pure light, and it only works in the now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so next we have a question from Brett, and the question is, what is the difference between having a cord release clearing with a specific person versus having a relationship clearing?
Okay, kind of similar. Most people, we're all in a relationship here, but there are people who have had a really bad experience with somebody. Maybe they're in a divorce situation, or they have been, and they always think about that person, how they were wronged, we'll say. And that type of clearing, you know, we can do to get rid of that person and disconnect them from you. Remember, each day that you're with that person, they're putting out energy cords to you. So just by getting a divorce doesn't mean that they're not attached to you. You're just no longer maybe living with them. And so this is what this clearing is intended to do with people, is to get rid of the person that you maybe want to get away from, disconnect from. Remember, you put out cords yourself, too. So you have your cords going to them, and then you're taking in their energy into your body, and then they have their cords on you, and, you know, you get an energy both directions. So whatever happens is that you're still feeding into that person, and they're feeding off of you. So this cord release will get these energies off so you can disattach yourself to or from that person. And naturally, if you think about someone, you're automatically courting them. Remember, you're working with mind energy. So mind energy creates cords. And that's the saddest thing, because when you think of anything, remember, you're still in mind, and that puts a cord to someone else around you, and you're taking their energy. And that's the worst thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great questions tonight, everyone. This is wonderful. So, let's see, the next question, I believe it was Felipe. I can't see on the fast chat anymore, but Ron, the question was, he was saying that after his parallel life clearing, all his dreams or bad dreams completely went away. And then after some time, he started to have dreams again, and if you could comment on why that is.
Okay, yeah. So normally that theramine takes away the bad dreams. So what I would say to do is just to get on the website again and go into the unlimited clearing. Because remember, the clearings work up to the point that we did the clearings on. So somehow I would say the dark side is slowly creeping in. Maybe they found a weak point in you, a little pinhole, and they're injecting you with the dream. And so you want to just go back in and do the unlimited clearings of $50 and just do that so that you're able to stay current with these clearings. Remember, the dark side is still pretty strong. But once you get out of it, then you can have a better insight and see what you're really up against and, you know, get the energy off of you. So, yeah, the energies can come back to you. Not like it was. Remember, you're looking at a whole lifetime of dreams and problems. And so most people that I talk with, they have many, many dreams, and they've been tormented for a long time, and all of a sudden they're released. But then you look at it after you've been free, and they start coming in again, you kind of get going, wow, what's happening, you know? Does healing not work? Well, the healing worked, just that the dark side found a way to come into your consciousness. So you just want to keep up to date with the clearings. This is why we have the unlimited clearings on the website, so that you're able to stay current and to have the new energy brought to you in the moment. And the light only works in the now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I'll just comment, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to go on to the website at any time, day or night, and just immediately, you know, do your update and keep yourself current every day. So it's just great. And Ron, can you also expand that a little bit to talk about the different kinds of the parallel life clearing? Because I know that there's many different ways that could affect a person this lifetime, past lifetime, the parallel lives that are on cloned Earth, the parallel lives that are on dark side cloned planets. And so if someone's had maybe just the one parallel life clearing, could it be that they maybe need to get into some of the other to help them out?
Yeah, that's very possible, too. So I do four parallel life clearings. So the first one is the one that I do with everybody first. So this is the clone bodies of us. We look the same on a cloned Earth. So that's number one. The second clearing would be where we are clone bodies like us living on clone planets, or planets of the dark side, which we know nothing about. So now we're kind of, you know, like a babe in the woods with our physical body going through parallel lives there. And so that one's kind of disconcerting. And then we have clone bodies also on the other negative planets that are parallel to ours. Maybe you could describe those, Sylvia.
Well, you know, I don't know if I could describe them that well, but for example, there are just other planets that are created by the dark side. There can be all different types of them, and they can clone, you know, essentially make a clone body and put, you know, part of your spirit energy in there. And so it's a different kind of parallel life. It's not going to look out, if you were to look out of your eyes in that parallel life, it's not going to look like planet Earth. And people sometimes have had experiences of having dreams or other feelings of different types of places that don't necessarily resemble the Earth. And that can be why that they're having that type of experience.
Yeah, so remember, what you are basically is some type of program, okay? And so the program creates you. And, you know, this is how everything is created, basically. Everything is some type of program, a hologram, if you would. And so they just take the information for the hologram. It doesn't have to be 100% correct, but your spirit goes into this. And then you're experiencing that body somewhere else. This is your deja vu patterns. Then the other two other clearings are basically the same, but this is for your past life. And so this is your spirit, you know, in your prior incarnations of having the same problem. And these can haunt you coming into this lifetime too. So it gets to be very complicated, very, very quick. It's like opening a can of worms, and all of a sudden, you know, there's more than you can ever deal with because our mind just can't go there. You know, just talking about this for some people, you might be overwhelmed already. But just think of having a parallel life 500 years ago, and for somehow, some reason, they attach to your spirit with the spirit barcode. This is why we take it off of you. A parallel life that haunts you for 500 years. So in this lifetime, maybe you say, gee, why can't I do this thing? Or why do I have bad luck? Or why is this happening to me? Well, it could be from the past. Remember, everything from the past is living with you right now in this present moment. I just normally talk about the past of your genetics. Well, you also have the past of your spirit. I don't normally like to talk about that because for me it gets just too overwhelming. But basically, everything is being lived at one time in your body. This is why you want to clean your spirit off. Remember, your spirit's your healer. So the first thing to always clear, this is why we do the clearings, is to get the densities out of your body so your spirit can heal you. So having a spirit healing is very, very beneficial. But you have to be able to clean out your body enough to have your spirit work in it. So it gets kind of interesting to watch people through their clearings. What I find at first, people call me up and they go, gee, Ron, what do I do first? This is why we have the initial empowerment series. Because when you first look at my list of services, which you can do here if you would, just scroll down underneath the light beam, maybe click on it, you're going to look at this and say, my God, I'm overwhelmed, you know. All these kind of relate to me. And that's what I hear from most people. You know, at first I only had about five or six clearings, and now we had to bring out a lot more because people needed to have more help here. They have more issues. And so all of a sudden, once you have a few of these clearings, a lot of these issues will kind of like go away because all of a sudden you got healed by them. But right now, when you first look at it, it may become very overwhelming to you and you don't know where to begin. This is why we started out with the initial empowerment session, so that you're able to know what to start off with first. And the first thing is the emotional clearing. And then from there, you kind of move on. And I do like doing, for people who want to become more empowered, the seven generational clearing, because that heals people that are still living. It normally starts, you know, with you, unless you wanted to have maybe one of your children done, and then you'll be the next generation after that. So they get a clearing, you get a clearing, and your parents get a clearing. If you have people living past that, anybody living physically on the planet that's still here, you know, in physical form, will get a clearing. And so it can go, you know, three generations back. Just depends, you know, how soon you had children, you know, on your family line. So, and everybody gets a clearing. The ones that are deceased, that's inside of you. So it won't affect them if they're not here in a body living. So the seven generational clearings are very nice because it does so much more. It works with 256 people. And those people, energies, are in you. And so all their thoughts and beliefs are with you. So by clearing out the seven generations, you're much more able to be empowered. And the issues that you're dealing with in this lifetime are more than likely brought to you by these past seven generations. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'll just share a comment we have on the fast chat from Sylvia in Canada. And thank you so much for posting that. And just basically, referring back to when you were talking a bit ago about the relationship clearing and how that works, and she is saying that she found that her ex had more energy on her than she had herself before that clearing, and how wonderful that was to have that energy lifted. So that's great. That's really something, and I'm sure people can relate to that type of experience. Okay, so we're a little past halfway through our hour, Ron. Would you like to do a clearing sample while people come up with some more questions for the fast chat?
Sure. Let's do an emotional clearing. This is what we start off with. And this is, I'll go back 5 days. This clearing is just a sample. And by a sample, what I mean, it's not 100% completed. So I'll just rephrase that again here. This clearing is probably about 80% effective. So for the 80%, it is 100% done. but you have to have your whole life done to make it 100%. So it will work for you. I don't want your mind to say, oh, it's only 80% effective. It's, you know, I'm not going to see if it works or not because it's not complete. It is complete, but the light beams need to go through your whole lifetime. This is why I do lifetime clearings, because everything builds upon the past. So we're going to take away the emotional trauma that you experienced in the last 5 days. So like everybody just to kind of monitor themselves, do a body check. You know, things happen to people daily. Each time you interact with someone physically, you could have trauma there possibly. You know, something's going to happen in a relationship with, when you see someone else. It doesn't have to be, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse or something. You do have a reaction. And somebody could say something to you that sets you off, pushes one of your buttons. And this can happen, you know, if it happens maybe 20 times a day, you probably want to go home and, you know, put the covers over your head. But this is why we do the unlimited session, you know, on the website. But we're going to clear away 5 days here. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And the other side of the coin is the feeling body. So the emotions is one body, invisible body, and the feeling body is another. And so if you happen to use the word feelings in your vocabulary, I would strongly recommend after you have the emotional clearing to have the feeling body done. And that type of person says, oh, I got my feelings hurt today, I don't feel well. Anything like that with the word feelings means that you're working with the feeling body. Okay? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now the next clearing is going really, really deep. This is for people who are in trauma. Most people, after I do the emotional clearing and maybe the feeling body, the traumas are released from them. The charge is put back down to zero, zero charge. Remember, your body holds this stuff, so it has to get balanced out, so it gets it out of your field. But there are people who have that black cloud over their head, and I guess the word stuff always happens to them. So here we go. This is the trauma body. This is, I don't always do this clearing for people because very few people need it, but there are people out there where that stuff happens to them daily. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do another sample clearing. I'll do the mental body. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do another sample. This is the pain body. Remember, if you had any pain in your body throughout your life, it's still with you unless you have this whole life clearing done. And it can recycle and give you more pain. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, or you could have pain all the time and not even know about it. And your body's suffering. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So what happens is with the pain body, you could have a problem with pain, and your body system could override that. And you may think that you're feeling fine, but yet your body's suffering from this pain, but you somehow blocked out the pain. Much like taking, you know, some type of pill to numb your body out. But your body's still going through that suffering. So this is why we do the pain body clearing. And I'll do one more clearing here. Let me see what I could do. I'll do a, get out my list here, of list of services, just see what's on here that may be able to help people out here. You have a suggestion, Sylvia?
Oh, the sensory body.
Oh, yeah, the sensory body. Okay, the sensory body is for the person who goes out. They feel great in the morning. They walk out through house, and all of a sudden, maybe the black cat runs in front of you, and you had bad energy, and you kind of feel traumatized, or maybe you walk out to the street, and there's some people talking, maybe a group of people saying a lot of negative words. So all of a sudden, you took that energy in, and then you go to work, and you hear people whispering about you. And all of a sudden, you feel kind of whacked out. You walk into a room, and you feel like bad energy, bad vibes from somebody there. Maybe they're staring at you. And all of a sudden, you become sensory overloaded. And that's what this healing is about. So it's very good to have this clearing done. So sensory body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Oh, man. 3 days ago, we're somebody out there. I'm yawning. So, you out there know who this is. So, 3 days ago, Holy cow. 3 days ago cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that one again. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. So that's the sensory. So all these are according to what I would think needed by everybody. And their whole life clearings, you just take your current age, and I go back with that current age that you are, and it starts in that moment. And from there we go back to creation of you, which is where the sperm met the egg, upon your conception energy. And all these charges are put back to zero. So it's, these are all very nice healings. They're instantaneous. I can do them using the word absentee. So people who've had them know how beneficial they are. So they go, gee, I want to do my grandchild or my daughter, my son. But they don't understand what this is all about. If I try to talk to them about this, they will not even get a clue. Well, you don't have to talk to them. I can do it for them automatically. The light chip created them, and the light chip can help them. So it takes normally 3 days for an absentee healing to work for them, because they will not do it instantaneously because it could change your reality too much. On the emotional clearing, what happens is after you have it, your body normally gets very relaxed. And if you think about an issue in your life that you've had, it could be anything, I'd say for 99% of the people, they look at it and they go, oh, well, I can, you know, walk away and start my life over again. This is what the emotional clearing is for, to transform your life. So back to you, Sylvia. Any more questions out there?
Yes, actually, we had a question. I can't see it anymore on the fast chat, but I believe it was from Peace. And I think the question was somehow she was feeling like after she had a clearing, you know, like dark energies were trying to get at her more than before. So can you comment on that? Is that a possibility, or is it sometimes a situation where maybe our, like you said, regarding the pain clearing, where you have kind of numbed things out just to survive, and you maybe are not aware of it until your awareness comes up?
Yeah, I would say that would be what it would be, yeah. So that's typically what it is. I'd say that answer is 99% correct, yes. Yeah. So you don't know how bad you are until you have a clearing. So if you had a sample clearing, then yes, that's showing you that you need more work done. You know, some people think that a sample clearing is going to fix their whole life. It won't. It'll get you out of the pressures that you're having right now. But what about your whole lifetime? Remember, you're creating your life right now from your past. And so, just if this is the first time on this show and you've had 5 days of clearing, you might say, man, I feel wonderful now. Well, what about the whole rest of your life? You know, that's going to be recycled in you. Plus, these are not complete. So, you know, the only way to actually, you know, feel better is to have a clearing done. So that's how I would say it. So you don't know what you don't know until you have a clearing. And you have to just move forward and do the work. You know, it's not going to be done for you. You must have the energy work done to you to have the clearing. Your spirit is not empowered enough to do any of these clearings on your own. Your spirit just cannot do this work. Your spirits, if you were living 2,000 years ago, which most people listening probably were, when Jesus walked the earth, your spirit then could not do these clearings. And it's so much more worse now than when Jesus walked the earth. It's so much more complicated with mind energy of darkness here. And you know how bad it was back then. Just think of the gladiators and stuff, you know, in Rome where they were sacrificing people and animals, killing them, you know. In the Colosseums, you know, that was like, what, maybe 300 A.D., and that was awful. So, you know, you just think it's worse now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think Brett had another question going back to that relationship clearing that we were talking about earlier, and the question is, can you have a relationship clearing or a cord disconnection clearing done with people that are still in your life or still want to be in your life, like a family member and that type of thing? And how can you comment on that and how that would help?
Well, everything in the past that they gave you. So let's just say that they gave you 500 pounds in your backpack, okay, and you're wearing this backpack now. Well, we can get rid of the 500 pounds. so you will feel better. Now, are they going to still give you more in your backpack? Yeah, they can, but it's up to you to get more of your spirit energy, because that energy in your backpack was weighting you down, preventing you from being self-empowered. And so once you get the energy off of you, then, you know, you have a better chance to become more self-realized with your spirit. And maybe at that point, maybe you have more consciousness to say, hey, this person gave me an energy cord. I feel it in my stomach, you know, and pull that cord out of you and, you know, work on yourself. But as long as you're involved with the situation, you probably don't know how bad it is. Once you're out of it, you can look back with hindsight. But until you have a clearing, you know, you might ask right now inside of your head, say, maybe you just came to this program and you said, gee, you know, ask in your mind. Remember, the mind's a darkness. And say, do I need any of these clearings, mind? And your mind will say, oh, man, you're perfectly fine, man. You're enlightened. You've been to all these healers, and, yeah, you don't need any of these things. Well, that's the way the mind works. You're not going to know until you work with the creation energy that created you, because the creation energy knows what your problems are. It's here for ascension. And this is how you want to look at this here. And you always want to go to your heart. So if you're a new timer and you hear me talking, you go, gee, is the light ship the only way? I'll tell you, yes, it is. It is the only way to get out of this mess here. So how are you going to believe me? You have to go to your heart and ask your spirit in your heart. It will tell you yes, but to do it yourself. This is the only way you're going to find out your own truth. And that's your only protection with other practitioners out there and different modalities. I was talking to a lady earlier today, and she was having some physical problems. And so she was on the light ship having wonderful healing work. And somehow, I guess maybe a friend of hers or somebody talked her into going to another practitioner, which is nothing's wrong with that. But somehow people think that by having a healing by so-and-so or this modality is going to be better than the light ship. Well, it can actually harm you. So if you're working with the light ship, stay with the light ship, because they're there to help you. Don't go into, you know, mixing in garbage and negative energies, mind control energies, which is what all of the other, I'll use the word all with the capital A, all of the other modalities are. Remember, the only thing that you have with you is your spirit, and your spirit can heal you. Everything else is mind energy. And the light ship does not transmit any kind of energy here on this planet. And like I say, if you go to a website or hear somebody, and as soon as they mention mystery schools, man, run. Get the heck out. Don't even go into that energy, because mystery schools are negative mind-controlling energies from the past normally, because they're trying to bring you up into sacred mysteries from the past, different types of healing. You have it all with you. It's all with your spirit. So as you hear this show over and over again, if you go into the archives, this is what we say on almost every show. Go to your heart center. This is your only protection that you have. Otherwise, you're caught into the mind, and the mind is the darkness. And in the darkness, you do have light, and you do have dark, but it's not creation energy. And so the mind will fool you to keep you enslaved in darkness continuously. And this is why this planet has had so few people ascend out of it, because they got stuck in the dramas and traumas and the attunements and the healing practices of the dark side, posing as light. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. I think we had someone asking on the fast chat if it was possible to listen to this radio program on the telephone instead of the Internet, and I don't believe there's a setup for being able to do that.
As of this point, no. I asked Don if that's a possibility, and he's checking into it. So as of right now, I would say no, but who knows what the future is going to bring.
But I would suggest that during the time period where you're going to be away from the Internet, if you have access to the phone, coming on the conference calls that Ron does, there's three different opportunities every week for that. So usually it works, you know, to find at least one time that works with your schedule. And the healings that happen on those are just amazing. In fact, I believe there was a comment earlier from Kyle on the fast chat about the incredible conference call that happened today. And I know, Ron, on that conference call, you were bringing out, you know, a special clearing for people and other things that we don't usually either get a chance to talk about on the radio, or you know, it's just clearings that aren't done on the radio program necessarily, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. So if you don't have the internet, can't get on the radio program for a while, I really recommend hopping on to as many of those conference calls that you can, because you're just going to have wonderful healing opportunities that way.
Yes, yeah, so this radio, BBS radio, I only have, and I'm only using it just to give people extra information about the Lightship, for newcomers to get an idea what the Lightship is, because there's no written material on it. The Lightship didn't come here until 2005, so you're not going to be able to go to the library and find out information about it. So this is why we have this BBS radio program, to educate people. And from there, you should move on from this and get into the actual healings and go on to the conference calls. They're only $20. And so, you know, get on to, you know, the Lightship calls. We have 2 1-hour Lightship call for $20. It's unheard of. You know, it's very reasonable. You just call in on your telephone, sit back and relax. You go to the Lightship. And I'll talk about going to the Lightship just briefly. You're transported out of time physically. You're here and you're there at the same time. The life beings work with you. So if you wish to have physical healings, this is what we do. And, it, you know, it's up to you to move forward to come onto the calls to experience that. So this program here is just to educate people so that you have a clue to get out of the darkness. I'm already over 2 years overdue on what my mission is here. And so I don't know how long we're going to be doing this program and or how long I'm going to actually be doing this before the Lightship decides to do the Ascension. So, you know, if you're just trying to wait and you think that you've been on the calls for a long time here listening, you know, being spoon-fed and not doing any of the work, it could end tomorrow. So it's up to you to do the work so that you're able to become more conscious for the Ascension process. Your body has been stuck here for most people probably 20 to 50,000 years, if not longer. And, you know, why are you sabotaging your body from the Ascension? Remember, every 2,000 years, the dark side steals your body and steals your spirit, so you can't do this. So now you have the information, so you can do the Ascension. So, you know, to me, that would be the highest priority that you could ever do in your lifetime, is to get on and do these clearings so you don't get stuck here again for another 2,000 years. And, you know, if you love the way it is here, if you love the torture, you love all the physical pain, you love the way life is here on this planet, which I don't think anybody out there is going to say they really love it here, then this is your chance to actually physically leave with your body. Just think how much trauma and torture your body's been through. It's carrying the genetics of everything, all of the lifetimes in it. It would really love to leave here, and you can give it a gift. So it's up to you, you know, if you choose to do that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, so Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, conference calls, and if you'd like any more information about those, specifics about them, you can go to creationlightship.com and check that out. And let's see. So I believe we had a question. Is there such a thing as a divine plan and a divine order?
No.
Or is that just New Age wording?
That's New Age BS. There's no such thing. The light only works in the now. The dark side will tell you everything like that. The light only works in the present moment, where it's out of time. And you create your next experience or next situation or next anything in the present moment. And then that moves into that next moment of time. And then from there, I'm not saying this exactly right, but since we are in time, as you're sitting there, you know, watching your clock, each moment is a creation from the past moment. There's nothing that's predicted. So there's no such thing as divine order. And there's no such thing as anything else that's divine, because the divine energy only is in the present moment. It does not work in time. I hope I said that properly for everybody. Hope you can understand what I'm trying to say. Remember, when you're in time, then you're out of the light. You're out of creation energy. When you're out of time in the moment, then you're with the divine energy, okay, the creation energy. Other than that, then you're in the mind energy of the infinite darkness and the created infinite life, which is all reactionary to you. So it's all delusional energy. And this is what people talk about with the New Age movement. So you want to get into the present moment with your spirit. All you have with you, your only protection is your spirit. Can your spirit protect you from the darkness? If you get enough clearings, more than likely it can, to a certain degree. It depends how your body's being infiltrated. Remember, you're walking judgment factory, and you have thousands and thousands of people living with you in your genetics. All of their thoughts are with you every lifetime. So just think of, you know, everybody in the city that you live in, or maybe even the state that you live in. You're experiencing all of those thoughts because your ancestors were out there for a long time. Like I said, probably maybe 50,000 years. You have that with you. And this is what you need to get out of you. This is why we do these clearings, to get this judgment energy out of you so your spirit can come into your body more fully and you can live in the present moment. It's as simple as that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, wow, wonderful tonight, and we are out of time, so maybe we can just have a divine energy come in to end the show for tonight, and then I'll just turn it back over to you, and I'll say goodbye now to everyone. Blessings, and we'll be back on Friday at 7 p.m., actually 5 minutes before 7 on Station 2. So come back with more of these questions. It's wonderful. So over to you, Ron.
Yep, so we'll bring in some energy I'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary from the light ship. This is her spirit energy. On this planet, she's known as Mother Mary. Elsewhere, if her spirit went there, it could be something else. But here, we know her as Mother Mary. So here she comes. It'll come in through the light beam. And this energy will be with you for the next, until half past on the hour. So we'll say a half an hour, just a little bit longer. So you can watch your clock. At half past, she's going to leave. So here she comes, coming in, and feels wonderful. And remember, this energy only works with the heart. So I'll just say goodbye to everybody. Blessings to all of you. And see you later.